Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Sign up for the 2020 Iron Dog Snow Machine race ended last night at midnight. KNOM reports that approximately 30 teams are expected to compete in this coming February's race. Iron Dog Executive Director John Woodbury says the roster includes back-to-back champions Chris Olds and Mike Morgan, numerous other Alaskans, as well as some racers from outside, adding that they'll be taking on an even tougher than normal challenge with the addition of a new loop through Kotzebue.
By adding what is approximately 375 or 400 miles, we'll get more action on the sleds and less kind of dead time and checkpoints.
Woodbury says the additional trail will include checkpoints in Buckland, Kotzebue, Norvik, Kiana, and Selawik. Woodbury says the addition of the new checkpoints in the Nana region allows Iron Dog to tap into more resources. The total race distance is now 2,400 miles, further cementing Iron Dog as the world's longest snow machine race. The pro class start is scheduled for February 16th in Fairbanks. A Skagway man was mauled by a brown bear on the Chilkoot Trail this week. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Details are still sketchy about what happened on a dark stretch of the Chilkoot Trail on Monday night.
The entirety of the incident occurred within seconds.
National Park Service Ranger Jason Verhaeg says a hiker was about 8 miles from Skagway when he accidentally startled a brown bear in his path.
And this was one of those lightning-fast situations. It is being currently treated as a defensive encounter. We understand it was the lower right leg that was bitten.
The man reportedly carried bear spray, but didn't have time to use it before the bear retreated. Authorities wrote in a report that the local man was able to bind his wounds. He then found his way to a ranger's cabin about a mile from the encounter. He used the cabin's solar-powered radio to call for help at around 2 a.m. At dawn, a chartered helicopter flew rangers and medics from Skagway Fire Department to the cabin. They arrived at 9 a.m. and were able to transport the wounded hiker to Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway. There are no plans to pursue the brown bear suspected in the attack. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Alaska law enforcement agencies have a new group of drug detection dogs on the job. A class of six canines and their handlers graduated a six-week training course last month in Fairbanks. The group included three trooper dogs and their handlers, plus canine and officer teams from municipal police departments in Fairbanks, Cordova, and on the North Slope. Trooper spokesperson Ken Marsh says the dogs, which included five Belgian Malinois and one Labrador Retriever, underwent specialized scent training.
Specifically seek out heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine.
Marsh says one of the new trooper dogs proved its value soon after graduation on his first deployment in Fairbanks.
Lennox, who is named after fallen state trooper Gabe Lennox Rich, proved his worth by going out and finding a large amount of methamphetamine and heroin in a narcotics seizure.
Marsh says Belgian Malinois, like Lennox, typically come from specialized breeders in Europe and can cost as much as $13,000 plus training costs. The latest class of narcotics dogs' next training phase is Patrol Dog Academy, which includes tracking, apprehension, and handler protection. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District got its second surprise statewide award yesterday. The Education Support Professional of the Year was awarded to Daryl Walker, an electronics maintenance mechanic. It comes on the heels of the Teacher of the Year award given to Amy Galloway of West Valley High School last week. KUAC's Robin reports.
Some of you may know him, and his official title inside the district is electronics maintenance mechanic. Does anyone know who we're giving this award to today?
NEA Alaska President Tim Parker introduced Daryl Walker to the room full of other support staff members. Walker has served the district for 12 years. Education Support Staff President Jasmine Adkins Brown says she nominated Walker because he understands each job classification the union represents.
He doesn't just listen, but he sympathizes with the other members in the association, especially because we have a broad span of job descriptions.
The Education Support Staff Association, or ESSA, covers maintenance, health and clerical workers, tutors, paraprofessionals, nurses, aides, technicians, custodians, administrative assistants, food service workers, and others who impact students every day in the schools. Walker also took leadership this year in negotiations between ESSA and the school district for the three-year contract signed last spring.
He's shined in that process, being the speaker and spokesperson of our bargaining team. A lot of times that process is very tiresome and you need to take a reprieve afterwards. Instead, it almost invigorated Daryl to continue on.
Adkins Brown says Walker is still hard at work in the association and has joined the executive board of the union. She said Walker recruited his wife into working for the association and called them both go-to people. Walker thanked his peers for nominating him.
It's not just me. It's all the staff I work with consistently who are able to actually help me do my job.
Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Superintendent Karen Gaborik said normally an award like this is given to a school employee at the school where they work. But Walker works at all the schools and helps in the district's administrative center on Fifth Avenue, including the electronics for the Board of Education meetings.
You know, usually there's a school, right? We were just at West Valley and we celebrated Amy, and I'm like, we'll be Daryl's school because we love Daryl.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.